Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The Russians have already stepped up their missile and rocket attacks, and it's having quite destructive effect. And I think this is going to get much more intense.
Former CIA Russia Analysis Chief George Beebe on the developments in Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The Pentagon says it estimates that Moscow has added thousands of troops to the country in recent days. Russia declared on Tuesday that it's now on the offensive for control over Ukraine's industrial heartland. President Joe Biden responded to a district court ruling striking down a CDC mask mandate for public transportation. His comments came as he briefly spoke with reporters during a tour of the New Hampshire Port Authority.
Mr. President, should people continue to wear masks on planes?
That's up to them.
Moderna announced Tuesday that a new version of the company's COVID-19 vaccine appears to provide stronger, longer-lasting protection against coronavirus variants. Preliminary results show the so-called bivalent vaccine appears to produce high levels of antibodies. Vice President Kamala Harris says the U.S. will no longer conduct anti-satellite missile tests, the practice of using ground-based missiles to destroy satellites in orbit around Earth. Speaking at Vandenberg Space Force Base, Harris called on other countries to make the same commitment.
These weapons are intended to deny the United States our ability to use our space capabilities by destroying our satellites.
A National Labor Relations Board judge has ruled that Amazon must reinstate a former warehouse worker and owed him back pay for discriminatory discharge. Gerald Bryson was fired for protesting safety conditions at the beginning of the pandemic. What could unionization efforts by Amazon and Starbucks employees mean for the future of labor movement in the U.S.? Century Foundation senior fellow Stephen Greenhouse noted the trend Tuesday on C-SPAN.
The floodgates opened up, the dam broke. So now we've seen workers at over 200 Starbucks petitioning to hold union elections.
A judge has ruled a group of Georgia voters can proceed with their case against Georgia Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene that seeks to disqualify her from congressional office over her alleged involvement in the U.S. Capitol riot. The Biden administration on Tuesday said it will now require federal agencies to conduct an analysis of the greenhouse gases that could be emitted over the lifetime of proposed infrastructure projects, as well as how climate change might affect new highways, bridges, and other infrastructure. I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.